Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday. It's that time again. It's Brock Bucks and the Berg Podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, a friend, Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this, playing a little co-host in Los Angeles, kind of feeling like Miami, Florida weather out here with the remnants of a hurricane coming up from Mexico. So now I can add maybe a meteorologist to my resume. But that's a story for another day. 347-205-9631. Show goes quick. You can catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/ Mancini Sports podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me, let me lay that red carpet down, put that podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, we welcome the Redbirds into the Berg.
Man, good morning to you, man. Doing well. Man, wishing everybody a happy Friday, man. So looking forward to it. Man, you can find me online on Facebook, first and last name, TarikBrock. On Instagram, same thing, first and last name, but just add a SR after it all together. And on Twitter, TarikSR. So, man, I hear it's so hot out there. I heard it was feeling humid, and everyone's looking forward to some sort of rain coming that way.
Yeah, it really is, and I'll tell you, out here, the rain is a big deal. We get a lot of reporters out here that cover puddles. So,
absolutely.
Exactly. Hey, when I look at the Cardinals, I've always said this is a dangerous team, and people in National League talk as they're jockeying for position in the National League. People look at the Dodgers, the Mets, the defending champs, the Braves. But I always say, keep your eyes on the Cardinals. This is a dangerous squad. And, in more ways than one, they've overtaken Milwaukee. They've got an 8-game lead in the division. And you're going to see them up close here pretty much 9 times in the next few weeks, starting with 3 this weekend in Pittsburgh. Tell us about this Cardinal team, because the first thing you think about is the 3 mainstays there in Wainwright, Molina, and Pujols.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about those guys right now, those are the 3 that you think about. Molina just hit a couple home runs the other day. Wainwright continues to dazzle, just pitching deep in the games, not giving up many runs. And Pujols dipped into the fountain of youth and is hitting home runs and is vastly approaching 700 home runs, which as a baseball fan, I would love to see him accomplish that feat, but just not against us. and doing great. But when people think about the Cardinals, I mean, they forget about the bookends at first and third and Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado. And they got some really good players that surround them. They got Tyler O'Neill, who won a gold glove last year out there. And then you got Tommy Edman, who could play all over the field and just does a tremendous job. And they got a good bullpen, that they have. And they added, a pitcher. A couple pitchers, to their staff, 2 coming from our team, and Chris Stratton and Jose Quintana, to go with a really good bullpen that has Ryan Helsley and Giovanni Gallego. So they're just a solid team. They just play solid baseball, man. They just play Cardinal baseball, where it's just all about that team, and it's all about doing what you can as a player to help them win that day. And so that's good for us. We'll get their best today, as we've always gotten their best, and we'll just make it a tough battle for them, these next 9 games that we have up close and personal. And this is one of the times where you see a team so much, after a certain period of time, as soon as they walk on the field, you start hating them. Anything can happen after that point.
Well, I'll tell you, you just finished seeing the Mets. You took the opener of the series with the rain out on Labor Day, and then they came back in the doubleheader. When you looked at Jacob DeGrom, I mean, you see him up close. Boy, I'll tell you, this guy is in the same category as probably, Max Scherzer, his teammate, Clayton Kershaw. When you think of some of the greats, boy, how great can Jacob DeGrom be?
He pitched tremendous, man. 100 mile per hour fastball, 91 mile per hour changeup and, cutter. I'm just saying, didn't make any, little to no mistakes. And just battled his rear end off. And the cool thing about just watching him, so close and up personal and having two games in one day, we got to see two of their starters go. And, Bassett pitched a really good game. And the one thing about their staff is that they're completely different pitchers. One pitcher has, a cutter that can back up and run into, right-handers, but goes up and into lefties. And then you got DeGrom that just dazzles and lights up the board at 100 miles per hour. And then you got Scherzer with the breaking ball, the slider, the fastball, the two-seamer, and things like that. So it just makes for a really good, well-rounded staff. And, you don't even have to get into their bullpen. The guy that closes out the game, Edwin Diaz, it's just like, wow, they just have some things going. So it'll be good to see where the Cardinals are. At this point, they've been hot, like you said, to go over to the division lead with, Milwaukee, struggling down the stretch so far. So it'll be, you'll see what we can do in disrupting or helping Milwaukee and ourselves out the next couple of days.
Yeah, when you look at Diaz coming in, boy, he's making news in New York when he walks in with that music coming in from the bullpen. I'll tell you, it's got to be right up there. I've always thought Trevor Hoffman coming in with the Hell's Bells was one of the best, but man, oh man, you're starting to see these closers come in with some good walk-up music. Kenley Jansen out here with the California thing when he was here, and you probably see a lot across the country on some of them. What is some of the best ones? Because right now it looks like Diaz is holding down the fort.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about it, he was coming out to it last year, and it definitely, was hitting hard and well. You're like, oh, my goodness, this is cool. So I'm looking for it but not looking for it when we go to, New York. Hopefully it's a situation where it's not a safe situation, he comes in. But the pageantry would be great if it is a safe situation where he comes in and just see, the crowd support him and things like that. And I heard the other day, it was played live. And so for me, this is not a theme for us right now, but a couple of the top, songs or walkout entrance music was, I'm going to say this. This is why this was so cool. Julio Urias came out to his song, and he had a live band play for him. I thought that was so awesome. And Diaz would be number two because he had it. But the reason why Urias is number one, because I actually heard it myself. I think that was pretty cool. Kenley Jensen, he had, California Love, which is awesome. But when we went to Atlanta, he played Welcome to Atlanta, and the crowd was absolutely going nuts on that. So I'm like, man, this is really cool. It's what our game needs, to keep young kids coming, keep it entertaining. So it's not like, the big staple or the big gripe about baseball was that it was boring. And so just hopefully the players understand that we're entertainers, and we're catering to, young fans, really young fans and some purists that are out there. But the people that are purists, you got to understand, we have to liven up the game a little bit.
Well, I'm going to pretend I'm Derek Shelton for a moment, and I'm summoning the bullpen, and you're coming in. What would be the walk-up music for you?
Wow, that's something right there. I got to think about that one, because it depends. I want to get something that really, and I think this, some people just get walk-up music, but you got to get something that fits you. If you're a calm demeanor guy, then that's what you got to come out to, because it fits. The people that are closest to you would get that. For me, it would be some type of hip hop, definitely West Coast, because that's where I'm from. It'll be something along that basis. I'm not sure.
I'll tell you exactly what I would do if I was summoned out of that bullpen. I'd probably take a look at these New York fans and Philly fans and you know, as I'm coming in from the bullpen, the broken glass with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's a good one right there. That is a good one. You know, since it's on the wrestling thing, I might come out to The Rock.
In Philadelphia, I always tell Marianne, I already got my tag team partner with Tarek, so we'll go against Sal and everything. And yesterday it was funny on the show because he kept telling me the Phillies are going to be better than the Padres in the playoffs. And I said, well, the weather's better in San Diego and the fish tacos are better.
Yeah.
Hey, you know the bright spot through the first six games of this nine-game homestand, in which the Pirates have struggled a little, is O'Neill Cruz, man. This dude's batting 360, double, triple, two home runs, four RBIs. He's had more hits than strikeouts, but, man, he is just coming into his own. And, man, it won't be too long before I nod this guy for the All-Star game in coming years. Any thought to that?
You know, it's it's good. And that's the biggest thing that we want is for our young players to just continue to mature at the plate, on the bases and defensively. And he's growing, and that's a part of it. And you could just see him getting comfortable, every day that he's up there, you know, laying off some tough pitches. At times still get fooled by, you know, some two-seamers that come in there. But I just got to say, man, it is a pleasure watching him. And I can only imagine, you know, 2 weeks from now what he's going to look like. You know, the pitches that he will start to connect with, as well as the ones that he continued to lay off of. And before you know it, you look up like, man, you know, he's finishing out at 250, you know, with, you know, 15-plus home runs and hopefully, you know, push some more RBIs across as well. And just look for him to continue to mature defensively as well, just seeing him continue to make routine plays, continue to get to balls with his length and speed that most guys can't get to and finishing plays. So, man, he's just fun to watch. It's fun to watch him deposit balls into the Allegheny. It is the coolest thing ever. But also see him hit balls that are hard hit and still stay in the yard as well. I just think that's really good. And, you know, got to credit our manager, Derek Shelton, for putting him in a leadoff spot. And because you never know, after one pitch, you know, it could be a 1-0 ball game.
Yeah. The other thing is, how close is Henry Davis to the show, man? This guy is something else. You know, you look around, we don't get the praise a lot in Pittsburgh with the drafts and stuff like that. Maybe some other clubs do, but man, oh man, this kid is coming into his own and he's tearing up the minors. I like the future of these Bucks with Cruz and Davis and Castro and all these guys just coming up, man. It is going to be unbelievable, and that pitching next year is going to be something to watch too.
Yeah, totally. You know, agree with you there. You know, our young guys are just continuously, you know, improving and maturing, and then when they get here, you know, the clock starts all over again to be able to continue to do it again and improve it here. First and foremost to themselves, and then to everyone else. And it's just, you know, I just got to credit the culture that's being created here of letting guys compete, making sure that they earn everything that they get and be acknowledged for the things and improvements and the challenges that they've accepted. So, things are looking bright, really bright future. And, you know, hopefully, you know, those guys will continuously get added to the roster as we go along.
Yeah, big 10-game road trip coming on starting Monday. You'll go to Cincinnati, then you'll spend a week it'll seem like a month in New York with the Mets and the Yankees. But that highlight of the trip, and we'll talk about that early next week, is you guys are going to honor, along with the Mets, Roberto Clemente Day.
Yes, that's going to be something that's different. You know, in the 3 years I've been here, we've always had it here in Pittsburgh. I think there's no other place to have it than to have it, you know, in Pittsburgh. But this year, you know, we're on the road. And, you know, we get to celebrate it, you know, along with the Mets and Major League Baseball And from what I'm hearing, you know, the nominees will be honored. So I think it's David Bednar for us, and I'm not sure who it is with the Mets. I think it's a really cool thing as well. So, you know, we'll just continue to just carry this fine tradition on of honoring, Roberto Clemente. Actually was able to see Junior last night and his wife and spend a little time, around them and, honoring Roberto.
Yeah. Well, we've come to that time again where we really get going good with these things. And this is going to be fun. The top five music groups. Monday will be the top five male artists. But my top five music groups growing up, Journey, Queen, Eagles, Rolling Stones, and Bruce Springsteen, Missing the Cut, REO Speedwagon, yes, Heart, The Commodores, and Foreigner.
That's pretty good. I think I got one of those groups in mind. So my list is, and I sent it to you earlier. This is my early list, but I'm going to go ahead and cement that, let that cement dry. I'm going with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Just love their music. And then I'm going to go with the Jackson 5. Like, you know, you can't beat that one right there for me growing up. And this one I'm throwing in for my wife. But, you know, when you're growing up in the 70s and 80s and you watch a lot of movies, there was a lot of singing and dancing growing up during that time. And the Bee Gees were a part of a lot of that music. I also went with Journey as well. And then I'm going to say rounding out my top five is New Edition. That group was spawned off so many solo artists, so it was really good today. Missing the Cut, old school group, the OJs, man. Just some really good singers. And then I'm going to go with Guns N' Roses. And then last group, this was hard to leave them out, was Aerosmith, man.
Oh, you got some good ones in there. And I'm sure you're going to get help with the we'll do the male artist Monday, and next Friday we'll do the female ones. And I'm sure you're going to put your wife on that one.
You know, she definitely helps with the group. And just right off the cuff, when you think about female artists, I mean, you can't, forget Whitney Houston. That was just a tremendous.
Yeah.
I think this one is going to be really, really, really tough because there's some ladies that can really sing.
Yeah, final thoughts as we wrap this thing up. I don't know if Tom Petty's music was blaring at SoFi last night. Don't come around here no more. But Buffalo sent a message to the NFL that we're part of the revenge tour, and we haven't forgot what happened in Kansas City last year in the playoffs. We're coming with a heavy artillery. Man, oh, man, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, they did a number on Jalen Ramsey and the Rams. Any thoughts on that?
Man, that is what happens when you add, like, really key additions. So adding Von Miller, you know, just totally helped out their defense, their pass rush. He accounted for two sacks, you know, last night. And I was just like, man, they came in on fire last night. And it was good to see, you know, a good young quarterback face challenge. You know, he had two interceptions in the first half. And then to come out and just absolutely light it up, you know, with his feet and with his, you know, cannon of an arm that he has there, which was really good. They just looked like they were just playing, you know, at a different tempo that the Rams weren't playing at. If I know Sean McVay, like just watching him over the years and being an L.A. native, he'll definitely, you know, in which he did, accept responsibility, accept the challenge of getting better. And I know they'll come out and do their thing, you know, next Monday night against the Falcons, which a game that they should win. You know what I'm saying? They should win.
Yeah.
But, man, oh, man. The Buffalo Bills are for real, and just I can see why, you know, a lot of guys pick them as their favorites to go to the Super Bowl and eventually win Super Bowl as well.
Well, they're hiding the kids Sunday because the Raiders are coming to town, and I know they're in Pittsburgh the day before Christmas. So but this is another team that I think is going to be dangerous to watch out for too. I think with the pickup of Devontae Adams and stuff and Carr there and the new coach there and stuff, this is going to be something to watch. I think the Raiders are going to be an interesting team too.
Yeah, I mean that West and that AFC, conference is going to be tough this year, because then you still got Lamar Jackson, you still got Pat Mahomes in there, and you just keep going on and on. And you know, you got the kid up in New England, Matt Jones, and then you go further down south, and then you got Tua down there. Anything can happen. I just feel like the team that is the hottest at the right time has a chance to go out and really do some really cool things. So it'll be a fun season. So far, it's already been great to just watch things go down. And so, like they say, here we go.
Well, as I wrap it up, I know somewhere you're wearing, or in that house of yours, there's a USC sweatshirt, because Lincoln Riley's going to rule Stanford tomorrow. And I'm sure you'll agree with me on that one.
Yeah, definitely. That should be a game that the Trojans should come out ahead on. But at this point in time, like you just never know. I just know normally the first 2 weeks in college football is sloppy, but hopefully this week the Trojans play a complete game from start to finish and roll and get some steam heading in their direction.
Yeah, definitely. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, and we'll reconvene on Monday from Cincinnati.
Oh, man, looking forward to it. You can follow me on Facebook, TarrikBrock. Instagram, the same thing, but just add a SR on it, TarrikBrock, SR, all one word. And on Twitter, just the first name. And SR, TarrikSR, man. So wishing everyone as cool and safe of a weekend as possible, especially those out
yeah.
there in the West. Out your too, Mark.
Well, and not only that, you know, with a week in New York, I'm going to try to petition to get you guys more meal monies and everything, because I know New York is an expensive town to spend even a day in. You're going to be out there a week, so I'm gonna work the deal to get you guys some more money out there.
Absolutely, definitely, we'll take that.
For Derek Brock, yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you Monday from the Queen City in Cincinnati, where I hope the Steelers have beaten the Bengals the day before. Till then, guys, have a blessed weekend. Go Bucks! Take out the Redbirds this weekend as well. Ciao.